The 65-team NCAA men's basketball tournament brackets were announced last night. Maryland, Duke, Kansas, and Cincinnati are the number one seeds. The tournament begins Thursday at sites across the country, and the national champion will be decided on April 1st in Atlanta. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
You agree with the number one seeds?
They got three of them right, the obvious ones, the ones that my cat could have picked, Duke, Maryland, and Kansas. But Oklahoma should have been the fourth number one over Cincinnati. Yesterday, Oklahoma beat Kansas, which has been the top-ranked team in the country for the last month. They played in a tougher conference through the season than Cincinnati. They should have been one. Cincinnati should have been two in the West instead of being flip-flopped the way they are. And as a result, Oklahoma has a little tougher road to get to the regional final. But the three that anybody could have picked, they got right.
Who else got slighted?
Well, the number one team that got slighted is Gonzaga. I mean, this is a joke, Bob. The message the committee sent by making Gonzaga a sixth seed when it should have been a third or a fourth seed with a 29-3 record is that if you don't play in one of the major TV conferences, you cannot be a top four seed in this tournament. Gonzaga played one of the toughest non-conference schedules in the country. They have to go on the road to play big teams because no big teams are coming to Spokane to play them. And the committee just sat there and cited computer rankings, which mean nothing. Obviously, these guys don't watch basketball. I don't know what they do all winter. Maybe they've been watching the Olympics or hockey, and they make Gonzaga a six. They should file a lawsuit against the committee, break them up, and send them somewhere to the Galapagos Islands.
Anyone not in the tournament that belongs there?
Butler. The Butler didn't get in, and Butler is a team that's been a good tournament team. They won 25 games. They beat Indiana. They won at Purdue. And again, the committee had to have that six-team Boston College from the Big East in the field because the Big East has been such a great conference all year, and I'm joking when I say that. Again, a power conference gets that last bid versus a non-power conference. At least these guys are consistent.
Why did these things happen?
Because of politics. And, you know, it's funny. There are 10 members of the committee, and they all tell you, oh, no politics ever involved. We're all very fair. It's always politics. The power conferences, the ACC, the Big Ten, the Pac-10, the Southeastern Conference, control the committee. They control college basketball. And in the end, they make decisions that give them the most money along the way.
Who you like for first-round upsets?
I got a couple here that might be interesting. Your good friends, Kentucky, have been very inconsistent, and Valparaiso could give them a very tough first-round game. But the big one to watch is Pennsylvania out of the Ivy League, I think, has a great chance against California in the first round in Pittsburgh. And another one, my good friend Bob Knight plays at Texas Tech, who's a sixth seed, plays Southern Illinois, which is a dangerous team from a small conference.
You have anything nice to say about the committee?
Absolutely. They're all mammals.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs.